love your love. We want to know how high, how deep, how wide is your love, your love. All consuming fire. Your heart's desire.
Strip everything away till all I have is you. Undo the veils till all I see is you. Strip everything away.
I will pursue you. You thankful? I know this year has probably been tough for some. Some of us have great memories. Some of us have very painful memories. But I know that we can all look to a place that where we once have been and thank Him to where we are now. What a moment He has brought us to. Thank you, Jesus.
My past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. What a moment you have brought me to such a freedom. I have found in you, you're the healer who makes all things new.
Yeah.
I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. All things remain new. Surrender my life to Christ. Moving, moving forward. You have risen with all power in your hand. You have given me a second chance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Going back, I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, not going back. I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare. All things through, and I
ahead, here to declare to you, my past is over in you, all things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ, I'm moving, moving forward.
Can we just lift our hands towards heaven right now? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our last service of 2018, Lord, we want to come. Lord, we want to know, acknowledge, pursuit of you out of 2019 would be a year, God, that we would look back on. And such fond memories of your goodness and your mercy and your grace, God, things you provided. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We praise you. We thank you for your goodness, God, your mercy, and your grace, and your truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Strip everything away till all I have is you. Undo the face till all I see is you. Strip everything away till all I have is you.
Inside, I can't live without
You have for us. Can you lift your voice right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're here in pursuit of you, what you have for us, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Welcome to our first, as long as I've been pastor here, our first yes service, year-end service. I wanted to do a little something special as we see the old year out and the new year in. Maybe do it in a special way, and kind of calling it a hybrid candlelight service, but hopefully when you came in, you received a card and either a pen or writing utensil of some sort. Ask that you would get that handy. We're going to ask you to do something with that here in just a few moments. And preaching this morning, I made the statement that was kind of an introduction to what we'd be doing tonight. One of the things that I want us to look at in the sense of 2018, and the reason why you have the card and the pen, is that I want us here in a few moments, I want us to write down on that card those things in 2018 that you want to remember no more. The things that you want to forget, the regrets, the mistakes, maybe the situations that came into your life or as a result of decisions that happened in 2008, and you want to put those things behind you. You want to move forward. You don't want to look back anymore. You want to do, as we sang a little bit earlier, you want to move forward. We talked about this morning how that we serve a God of new things and that He has great things in store for us. And we're symbolically going to rip off the rearview mirror, stop looking at the past, stop looking at what we could have done, should have done, mistakes made, all those things that we talked about this morning. And we're going to let those things go. And we're going to do that in a symbolic way tonight. Here in just a few moments. But before we do so, I want to draw your attention to some passages of Scripture. And if you can stand. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, with me. First of all, to Hebrews chapter number 12, rather, beginning in verse number 27. We'll read down through verse number 29. Bible says, "In this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, but those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." Everybody say a consuming fire. In Nehemiah chapter number 9, verse number 19, referencing God bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt in the wilderness. Verse number 19 of chapter 9 says this, "Yet thou and thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go." I want to talk in this yes service, in this year-end service, I want to talk about the aspects of fire. How we can apply those in our lives, how that we use, the Bible talks about the Holy Ghost and fire. How the fire of the Holy Ghost we can use not only to consume the things of the past, the things that are shaken, the things that the regrets, the mistakes, but how that the light of the Holy Ghost and the fire of the Holy Ghost should also be that which lights the way wherein we go. So symbolically, as we transition from year 2018 and year 2019, I realize we have another day, but this is our last service together, our last time together as a body of believers and as a family coming together. I want us to do that in a special way, to represent what we're doing and the things that we're about to partake of, if you will, how that this can happen in our own lives, how that we allow the Holy Ghost to consume the things of old in the past, but also to light the way for our 2019. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. I will not be long in my comments because I want us to take as much time as necessary in doing what we're about to do. As I'm speaking, I want you to think. I'm going to give you some time here in a few moments of what you're going to write on that card. And what is going to be written on the card, just for explanation, is that which is going to be consumed. That which we want to remember no more, that part of our past, if you will, that we want to see go away, be burnt up. Sometimes you do this kind of stuff in what they call a consecration service. But and maybe this is why I've kind of entitled it a hybrid candlelight service. But we're going to write upon those cards those things that we want the Holy Ghost to consume. That we no longer want to be a part of our lives. We don't want to remember them. We don't want to reminisce about them. We want to move forward from them. Before we get there, I want to talk about fire and how it is often used in the Bible. And there are many different aspects as you read through the Bible of fire and how it's used. And I know that for us in the day and age in which we live, we think of light in the sense of electricity. We think of light in what we do when we flip on a switch and the light comes on. But we need to understand that in Bible times, and I know we know this, but it just to remind us, in Bible times, light was fire. What they had to go by, what they had that would light the way, what they had and what they used in many aspects of their life was fire. And so often the Bible uses fire to represent different things which would help us to understand and things that they use fire for, things like sacrifice. They understood the fire of sacrifice and how that fire was used to give a burnt offering unto God. It was something used in worship. Fire was also, as we understand, used in the sense of destruction and judgment. When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he did with fire and brimstone. And so we understand and they understood that fire was used in the sense of judgment or in the sense of destruction. But fire was also used in the sense of purification. For I have tried thee in the furnace of affliction. They knew and they understood the process of purification and putting in metal or ore and heating it and having the dross separate from the metal so that the purity of the metal would come forth. And so they understood the process of purification via fire. Most certainly they understood guidance by fire. Taking the oil lamp or taking the torch and using that as a way to guide them through the night, as a way to lead them in the midst of darkness. And then also, as we read earlier and as we sang the song, our God is a consuming fire. The two aspects that I want to focus on that we will attempt to in some way portray here tonight are those last two. The guidance by fire and the consuming fire. These two attributes and aspects of fire are what I want us to focus on in these remaining moments as we talk about how they apply in our lives. We are, as Holy Ghost-filled apostolic Pentecostals, we believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. We believe in the necessity of the Holy Ghost, the essentiality of having the Spirit of God inside of our lives. But we need to understand that when John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, prepared the way, and he was preaching concerning Christ. In Matthew 3:11, he said this, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so we understand that fire was a part of the Holy Ghost. It was a part of what would accompany the power of God in our lives. Many of us know when you read Acts chapter 2 and what happens on the day of Pentecost, we understand that along with the infilling of the Holy Ghost and them speaking in other tongues, the Bible said that it sat upon them cloven tongues like as of fire. So we understand that that fire in the Bible and the fire that we look at in the sense of the Holy Ghost and fire is that power of God on display in our life. And two of the things that it does, along with other things, is that it gives us guidance for what we should do and how we should go and the way that we should take. But it also is a fire that consumes the stuff that is not good for us. The stuff that we should not build upon, the stuff that according to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he said this, 1 Corinthians 3:12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Tried by fire. That which is not good, that which is wood, hay, and stubble, that which is not worthy to build upon, according to the Apostle Paul, would be consumed by the fire of God. For it shall be revealed that it is unworthy. It shall be revealed that it is not worth anything, as it is consumed by the fire of God. For every man's work shall be tried. To determine what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he had built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So we understand that along with those things, along with purification, along with all those aspects of fire, it is also a part of what saves us. It is that fire of purification, that sanctification that takes place in the life as we allow God to consume those things. God, who is a consuming fire, to consume those things that can be shaken, those things that are no good, those things that are not worthy to be built upon. As the fire of the Holy Ghost burns in our life, it consumes those things, and rightly so. I don't know about you, but I want that to take place in my life. I want the power of the Holy Ghost burning bright in me so that those things that are not worthy to be built upon, those things that that would cause me to lose and suffer loss, that those things would be consumed and burn up in the fire of the Holy Ghost. And so symbolically in here, I want you to get your pens ready and your paper, and we're not going to rush through this. And I want you to do it prayerfully. I want you to begin to write down those things that you would like the Holy Ghost to consume. Maybe it's memories. Maybe it's mistakes. Maybe it's decisions. Maybe it's things that happened to you this last year. Maybe whatever it is, I want you to take a few moments, and I don't want to rush through it, but I just want you to write down on this card those things that you want the Holy Ghost to consume. You no longer want to remember, you no longer want to have to deal with, you no longer want to look back on. You just want the fire of the Holy Ghost to consume them from your lives. And I want you to take a few moments and right now write those things down on the card that was provided. As you're writing, I want to give you some further instructions. For those that are of age 12 and above, we would invite you to participate in the lighting of the candles here in a moment. For those children who are 11 and under, we have some battery-operated pre-lit candles that they can come and take back with them to their pew. We want to be safe in what we're doing. Well, this is what we're going to do in just a few moments. I want you to take that piece of paper that you've written upon those things that you want to be consumed, and I want you to kind of roll it up. Just a few moments, we're going to start playing a track. And not something we need to hurry through, but as you've written those things down on the card, I'm going to demonstrate what I want you to do here in the next few moments. Essentially, we can form two lines down the center aisle. We're going to take the card whereupon we've written those things that we want God to consume, want to let go, want to move forward from. We're going to come and individually we're going to take that card and we're going to light it with the center candle. Center candle, of course, symbolically representing the Holy Ghost, the fire of God. So we're going to light it, and then on either side there's two kind of vases of water. We're going to hold it over, and don't burn your fingers, but hold it till it almost completely consumed. But as it's being consumed, I want you to grab a candle from the table. And this is where the transition is going to take place. We're going to allow the Holy Ghost consuming those things of old, those mistakes, the past, as the Holy Ghost is consuming it, and before we drop it into the vase of water, we're going to use it to light the candle. Symbolizing that we're allowing the Holy Ghost not only to consume those things of old, but to give us light. The Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That we're going to allow those things. Those things are, God is using them, and God will use them to help us and to give us direction and guidance as we go forward. But we're forgetting them. And we're allowing the Holy Ghost to use those to light a new way in us. Brother Wallace, if you could go ahead and start the track, I'll demonstrate what I want you to do, and then if you want to form two lines, and then after you've lit a candle, just make your way back to your seat with your candle in hand, and then we'll light up the sanctuary. There are days of taking more than I can give, and there are choices that I made that I wouldn't make again. I've had my share of laughter, of tears, and troubled times. This has been story of my life. I've won and I've lost. I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not. Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. Oh, and you have been my guide through all of it. I was blinded by my fear, and I struggled to believe. But in those unclear moments, you were the one keeping me strong. This go ahead and rise, begin to make two lines. Take your time, we're not going to hurry through this. you're returning to your seats, why don't you do so in prayer, thanking God for his goodness.
Sing my song to your praise.
Jesus said in Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." What the devil meant for evil, let God use it for good. All the fodder, all the mistakes, all the disappointments, all the failures, all the brokenness, let it be but catalyst and fuel for the fire of the Holy Ghost to light my life, to shine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let the words of this song, God, let them be an anthem for us for 2019, that we would shine on, God. That we would let the power of the Holy Ghost burn bright in our lives, consuming those things which are detrimental, those things, God, which will not be good for us. Lord, let it consume those things, Lord, and in doing so, let us burn bright for you, God, shining this world. Let that be our prayer. Lift our voice in the Lord in the final moments of this service. Lord, we thank you, God. What a representation of your love. The fire of the Holy Ghost will consume those things, God. Past would be forgotten, Lord. Remember you not the former things. We'll consider the things of old, God. Behold, you are a God of new things. Lord, let us shine on in you, God. The power of the Holy Ghost would burn bright in our lives, God, to affect our families, God, our relationship, God. Communities in which we work and serve, God, shine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The ushers would bring back up the house lights. As the lights come back on, you can extinguish your candle. God bless you for being part of our year in service. You may go in the name of Jesus Christ.